All right, ladies, shall we get down to business?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is August. And I don't know, I think it's weird to me that some kids are back in school already.
My kids been back in school since the 21st.
Oh,
No.
I'm sorry, what?
The 21st.
That's
What
crazy.
month? July?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, when did his summer start? Did his summer start in May?
Yes.
Oh,
His
okay.
summer
All right.
started May 25th.
Okay. So he okay. But still see, but it's still
No, it's
summer.
still kind of early. It's
It's
still
still
very
summer.
early.
My kid starts August 18th.
I don't understand why are kids I feel like kids don't get summer anymore. Summer is not supposed to start until June.
Summer, and then you're not supposed to go back to school until Labor Day. So I don't understand why kids are in school in August. Like that makes no sense to me.
That's an East Coast thing, I thought. I
I
felt like a lot
guess
of
it
people
must
East Coast
be.
started afterwards, but when I moved out here in the Midwest, it's August.
Why? They gotta keep the kids. It don't make no sense. It's too hot. They gotta keep the air conditioner on and stuff. I guess not. I guess some kids hot. I don't know.
Got central air.
Yeah, but who's paying? I mean, that just feels like too much overhead to be paying. Anyways, I don't know. I guess they figured that out. Y'all must got money to be keeping them kids cool in them schools. Like, no. Had them outside playing sports or something. All right. Well, in the summer heat, lots of things are going on. The courts are busy. My goodness. Dropping down sentences left and right.
That's what's up.
Ahmaud Arbery's trial, well, sorry, not his trial, but the trial of the people who are convicted of his death. I guess they're sending those guys away for life.
Forever. I like it.
For life.
Forever
Father,
plus the hate
forever.
crime
Yay.
years. I was like, yes, it was a hate
Yeah.
crime. I'm so glad they
Yes,
brought
it
that up there.
was. It
Jesus. They
was a
got
hate crime. time. So that was some news. Alex Jones got fined $45 million for
Who is that?
lies. That girl, nobody.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
No,
He's a
he's a man. Sorry,
conspiracy theorist.
do you remember in Spider-Man, they turned Jameson's character into a guy who had like a podcast?
Sure.
Okay. So, sorry, you know who Jameson is, right? Spider-Man, the guy who Spider-Man sells his pictures to.
The reporter guy.
Yes.
Okay.
So remember how that guy had like he was like saying get Spider-Man and like he had like a TV show and he
Ashley,
was like selling
you're killing me.
supplements. You acting like Christy right now.
Let's say I do remember these things. What does this have to do with this man that's on trial now?
They crafted him and how he was acting on how Alex Jones acts on his show.
Oh, okay. So did he said some untrue things then on his show, and now he's being
Yes,
fined for
he
that?
said that the Sandy Hook shooting, the school shooting was fake, and that the parents were lying about their children having died and that it was staged. And he's been saying that for the past what, 4 years now? Yeah. And so two families sued him, and
Good.
they're getting paid $45 million. Well, they probably won't get any money, but
What
they
is
got
wrong with him?
everything.
There's a lot of people like that, though. Like, you can find a lot of conspiracy theorists about that particular situation. They also talk about that there's like these trauma actors that were there at I Sandy have Hook. seen They that weren't calling real. those children
So,
crisis actors, and I'm
and
like,
then they did the same
people
thing
like
for
him,
Parkland. For Parkland, they said that they're
preschool-aged
for all
crisis
the,
actors.
yeah. So, like, for that particular guy, he has a ton of followers and people that believe him and believe this, and then they spew this disgusting lies. Like, it's insane. Yeah. In other court news, Brittany, gosh,
Griner.
Griner got sentenced to 9.5 years in Russia for having some cannabis oil on her.
Like, baby,
I
I need
think
some
that
help.
So I think that they obviously are using this as a bargaining chip. On top of the fact that there's still a war going on in Ukraine, they are using it because if she's sentenced, then they can use her as a prisoner exchange. If she hadn't been sentenced, then they wouldn't have had as much leverage. So I think the next step is they're going to try to do a prisoner exchange, but.
I think they have overestimated how much a black woman means to America. Who
I
are they
think that
trying to exchange her for?
a mob not a mob boss, a very violent criminal who we have.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I don't think
Well,
that's
I
gonna
think there's
happen.
enough media attention at this point that it might. I don't know.
Apparently, there are other Americans stuck in the Russian jails, and people are getting upset that people are making noise about Britney, but there's other people, there's other Americans like stuck there.
Well, we don't know then. That sounded terrible. But nobody knows who those people are, though. Like, are they famous people? Because you can't expect.
It also matters what they're there for.
It's similar. It's similar. And like I saw the clip where even her lawyers were saying that the amount of time was more than what they usually give to people for this particular situation. Like at least 5 years with like maybe a month or two, you're out. Because this happened before. Britney's not the first person to be in there for marijuana. There was another young woman that got caught with a lot more drugs, like way, way, way more.
I
And
did see that comparison.
she got like 3 or 4 years, but she was out. She did have to stay 2 months in the jail, and then they let her out. She was not a black woman, but in either case, the things that Russia's doing, like to the people in Ukraine, and it's just not adding up. There's no like it's not adding up. Like what Britney did was like more worse than what Russia's literally doing to other people in other communities. Those are crimes. They should be in jail for more than 9 years. Like this is outrageous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean the courts have been busy. Ilyan, whatever his name is still trying to get out of his Twitter purchase. And Twitter has said Twitter is they fighting dirty. They are subpoenaing all of his friends to I guess get evidence to prove that he was lying about certain things, and all his friends are mad now because they're like, "Why are you bringing us into your mess?" So they make it's making other rich people angry. So I think that that's funny. I think that's funny. But now because it's in trial, lots of like business is in the streets about, his financial dealings. Speaking of people's financial dealings in the streets. We might actually get to see Trump's tax returns because they have ruled that that he has to turn them over, and the FBI raided this man's house this
I
weekend.
did see that, and he was not happy about that.
No, he was.
Especially not to be such a big supporter of no-knock warrants. Like, you don't like it when you're on the other side of that door, huh? Okay.
Yeah, he was mad. He was mad. He did not seem happy about that. So yeah, it didn't seem like a good time for him.
What do they always say? If you've got nothing to hide, then
Yeah.
just cooperate.
That
That's what they say.
did indeed. Well, it's been interesting. In the courts this past like 8th August has been busy. They're trying to get a lot of things done for recess, I guess. All right. So these past couple of weeks we were watching a documentary on National Geographic called America the Beautiful. And what I you know what? It's so interesting because people always talk about like going other places to see, beautiful landscapes or traveling the world to see things. And forget that we have so much here.
Yeah, there's a lot here.
Like right here. The fact that we have every type of topography in North America, like from desert to mountain peak, we have snow-capped mountains and desert all in one continent.
Yep. Only thing we're missing is a rainforest.
Yes.
But America is huge. This country is humongous. It's real big.
It is. It is. And I mean, yeah, it is. And the documentary covered all of North America, but like just in the US, the different things that they showed us was crazy. Just what's here, but like even like add in what's in Canada, it's wild. But yeah, I think for me, what I really enjoyed seeing was just the variety of stuff we have. And just how resourceful all of the animals are. Like, okay, in that first episode, I really felt for that squirrel. Like the fact that it had to have three different, that squirrel, chipmunk, it had to have three different areas to hide its nuts because people kept coming for them. Like that was crazy to me. Like I, immediately when I saw that it was gathering it in the bottom of the tree, I was like, that's dumb.
Well, where is he? Where else is he gonna put
Up in
it?
the tree, at the top,
It's
in the tree,
not
at the
like he has
top.
a
I
tiny little
mean, I was glad at the end to find out he did have a stash at the top of the tree, but I was like, I mean, when that bear came and like ate the whole, like all of it, didn't leave none. Didn't leave not one
Bears are
acorn.
inconsiderate.
Yo,
Bears
throughout
are
the whole
inconsiderate.
thing, throughout the whole, all six episodes, I was like,
That really disappointed me. I was really hoping that each episode focused on maybe a different area, different animal.
it did focus on different
Every,
areas.
well, listen, every single episode had bears in it. Like, why can't it just be one? Just in the first
Because
episode.
bears are across all of North America. There's
I'm
like
aware.
seven different types of bears here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I fast forwarded through every single bear scene. I
And
was angry.
you only saw like 2 minutes of the
I was so, there was one part, oh my God, what episode was it? Listen, I was watching this episode, and then every 2 minutes it would shift to like a bear scene. Like, why couldn't they just focus on one animal for a straight like 20 minutes? Like it would be talking about one animal and then shift over, then one animal and then shift over. And then I was talking to somebody when I got up to the salmon episode, and I'm like, oh Lord, I know exactly who be eating salmon. It was very beautiful. I do wish, I think I need more National Geographic type shows. Like I need them to go into more detail and have more talking points about the animals and the environment. Like Michael B. Jordan was cool. I like his voice, but I feel
I
like
did not. I was so angry
I
when,
just
because I didn't
want
know it was him. I didn't know it was going to be him. I was so angry when he started
I
talking.
didn't mind his voice. It was better than Will Smith because Will Smith was like slow as, oh my God, it was so slow. But I like Will Smith's energy outside. Like I like that he was out there in the elements. That was really, really cool. I just think with these type of shows, there needs to be more content. Like it can't just be this slow little two sentences per scene. Like I need like the whole backstory. Like you better tell me about the whole from the cell amoebas and all that all the way up to the top. Like I can't do this two sentence stuff. I need more details.
I think this was more about the visuals than like the talking. Like you were supposed to be like watching the thing happening, and like the you're shaking your head, Ashley, they can't see you. But it was more about like his talking was just like extra, but like it was more about like watching what was happening. Like as if you were there
Yeah, it's like one of
watching.
those if you have one of those apps that help you like meditate or go to sleep, that's what it reminded me of. It's like, oh, look at the scenery and here's a few words to relax you. I'm like, what the hell? What happened to old school like National Geographic stuff when we were younger, where they was detailed, like so detailed.
What did you want to say? The gazelle crosses slowly into the glade.
Oh, and yeah. Like, those were funny. I missed those. Those were really, really funny.
But that's not what this was. It doesn't need to explain what's happening because you can see what's happening.
I don't want them to explain what's happening. I want them to explain, like, the science behind the area. Like, why this area looks this way. Like, go into the geography of it like that. Like, I don't need someone to explain, like, what's happening. Like you said, I can see it. And that's pretty much what was happening. Like, he was like, oh, the squirrel is going here and holding this. Like, okay, I see that. What
I
else?
Know, I thought, I th-
what
I,
else
I
do you know
thought
about
was,
squirrels, sir?
If, oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't there to explain to you, like, I don't know. It was, it, I didn't feel like this was more like a science show. It was more like a, look how beautiful America is.
Beautiful and diverse in wildlife.
That's all it was.
It is a ton of stuff in America. That's true. A lot of animals.
There really are. There really are. I felt for the woodpecker too. Like, wow. They're another animal. Because if they people came and took their stuff, can you imagine you spent 2 weeks getting stuff ready, prepared, everything was good, and in a matter of 10 minutes, all your work gone.
Yeah, it's like being a parent. Yes.
Goodness
oh,
gracious.
Well, I don't know that life.
Yeah, it's literally
I would
like
be
that.
Very frustrated if that was to happen.
It is frustrating.
But yes,
frustrating.
Watching that happen to the woodpecker, to the squirrel, it made me upset. Just
like when they get all curious, like babies or little toddlers, and you clean the kitchen, everything's like great. You're like, yes, you know, it was a great day. Then this little kid want to go inside the cabinets and pull all the pots and pans out on the floor and start banging them. It's like, little sir, I just cleaned all of this stuff. It's like that.
Or when you just clean them.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as you turn your back after you just clean them, they're dirty again.
Yeah, like, what'd you do, baby?
And it's right when you have to leave the house.
Yep.
It's, so,
yeah.
My favorite episode of the show was episode one. I kind of like episode two also with the alligators. But episode one, it made me really dislike bears. And I'm like, I know
they
bears
were
have
so
to eat.
Rude.
And they have to, that bear mom had to feed her cubs and all of that stuff. But did she have to eat the baby caribou? Like, get a grown caribou. That baby is 2 hours old. And you just gonna eat
they
them.
They were rude. They were
it's
rude.
Tender.
The bears are rude. The bear, no, the story of the wolves, I love how, you know, like we watched the different packs of things over the time. But the wolves, when they were like, all right, we got this, and she went out, you know, they went after the wildebeest or whatever, and they were like, all right, we got it. But because one of the, like, you know, the she, you know, the alpha, not alpha, but like the she wolf went out and she was like, all right, this is the plan, and then one of them didn't follow the plan, and then they all got away, and they were, and then the wildebeest got all together and like, what y'all gonna do? And the wolves had to be like, all right, well, I guess we ain't eating today. It was like, we can't, I mean, what those things are like double their size, like if you don't get them before, you know, they catch on, that's a wrap. And they were happy that day. She looked so angry. Like, the fact that you can capture the animals, like, animals really do have emotions, because she looked angry. Like, she was like, oh, for real? Like, y'all ain't gonna follow the, okay, well.
And that the caribou mom looked sad when her baby got eaten.
Yeah, man. I love the when they're, what's the, which fish was it? Where, like, oh, yeah, what, that's salmon. Who was it, the salmon? Like, all they do is after they mate, they die. I didn't realize
what?
That. It was one of
salmon?
The fish. Yeah,
I don't
after
think
they
that's
mate,
salmon.
They die. Yeah, because that's the bears just wait for the salmon to mate and die, and then they eat. They don't try to catch the fish. They wait for the salmon to mate, and then they catch the dead ones.
Oh.
Because they're lazy.
Bears,
I mean,
are terrible people.
They are terrible people. The male ones. The female ones not as bad, but yes. Alright. But yeah, I thought the show was pretty cool.
I liked it.
I always love seeing the bald eagle The bald eagles, like, they're so beautiful and big, and it's such a rare animal to
Those
see.
birds are deceptively big, man.
Yeah.
I did not know they were as big as they are.
You guys didn't see the rescuers down under?
Yeah, but that's like a Disney cartoon, and they make things whatever size they want them to be. So, you know. And that wasn't that bird an albatross? That was an albatross.
No, the bird that they were trying to rescue, that was a eagle. Wasn't it?
I haven't seen that movie in maybe 20 years, so I don't remember it that well. But I do remember that white goofy bird. Speaking of birds, I love the Roadrunners. I like seeing the Roadrunners on TV because I see Roadrunners out here all the time.
Oh, yeah?
And and sometimes you'll catch them with the little lizard in their mouth when they're running across the road. They're funny birds. I like the
Never seen a
Roadrunners.
Roadrunner in person.
Yeah, they definitely don't look like the cartoon.
Listen, when you said Roadrunner, I was like, that's not what they look like.
They definitely don't look like the cartoon. But they're one of two flightless birds that I see a lot around here. And you can always tell it's one of them because of the way that they run across the road. Even when they're like little babies, they like stick their necks out and their wings get pushed back. They look like they're doing the Naruto run. And it's so cute. I love Roadrunners.
Aw, that's nice.
Also, those things are dinosaurs. They're Ma'am. Dinosaurs.
Ma'am.
All those flightless birds came from dinosaurs, and I Here won't be convinced otherwise.
Dinosaurs aren't a thing, so that's fine.
Dinosaurs are absolutely a thing.
They didn't
and
come
ostriches...
up in the, they didn't come up they didn't come up in this documentary, so there's that.
But they look like dinosaurs. And when you
what
look
are
at
dinosaurs?
Them,
what are
when
dinosaurs?
You look at those birds and how they move. They move just like them goddamn dinosaurs on Jurassic Park.
In a movie? Okay.
I mean, right. You know, that's the best approximation of what they actually moved like, and it makes sense. Because they look like birds.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me that the Roadrunners look like dinosaurs? Like, can you see the dinosaur?
Yeah, they look like, you remember in Jurassic Park? Like
the raptors. They look like the velociraptors. That's exactly how
what,
they run. Their
season?
Feet are
okay,
shaped
I'm
like theirs and everything.
It's a cross between the raptors and I think it was Jurassic Park Part 2 or 3. They were like in this, it looked like a big birdhouse. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have
been
that
was the third
Jurassic
one
World.
With those
okay.
flying birds.
Yeah. It reminded me
with
of
those flying dinosaurs.
It didn't look anything like the like cartoon. It did not look like anything like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Oh, that was a little
no. It makes you wonder, like, where did that design come from for him?
Well,
who
mean,
designed Wile E. Coyote?
I don't know.
Have they ever seen a Roadrunner? Is the second question I have.
WB. I mean, they did draw a Bugs Bunny and stuff, a little different than a real bunny. So,
but he still kind of looked like a rabbit, and he was supposed to be anthropomorphized, so he didn't. He had to look like a man rabbit, but that Roadrunner is supposed to be a bird.
Yeah.
And he was as tall as the coyote walking on his hind legs. Roadrunners are little birds.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's an anthropomorphic bird.
He never talks. All he says is meet, meet. He still runs on his two legs like the Roadrunner does.
I mean,
he's still got.
I mean, I don't know.
He don't have the white gloves on the tip of his wings like all the other animals that are supposed to be humanized. I just
I
think
don't know.
The person
they don't,
who
they, maybe
designed
they don't
him had never seen a Roadrunner before.
maybe his name is Roadrunner and he's not a Roadrunner.
That would make any less sense than how he looks.
Why? He runs the road. They are on the road and he runs it, so maybe that's his name. His name is Wile E. His name is Wile E. Coyote. So, you know, There's that. Maybe his name is Roadrunner.
That is his name. His name is the Roadrunner, but he's right. not.
So maybe he's a not road a Roadrunner. Right.
It's interesting that, like, when you think of what birds eat, I think, like, in this video, I'm sorry, I forget the episode numbers, but the Roadrunner, he ate a lizard or killed a lizard for the meat. And I'm just like, birds eat lizards?
Mm-hmm. That one does.
I didn't even think about that. Because you think, like, they only eat, like, grains and, like, they're vegetarians. I never, well, besides vultures and bald eagles, obviously, they eat, you know.
All birds are carnivores. They all eat bugs.
I did not know that.
They all eat some type of insect or something.
Wait, sorry. Unless... You know owls eat, like, full-on, like,
yeah,
critter, like owls, big old things.
I just didn't think of a roadrunner as one of those carnivorous animals, like an owl or an eagle or a vulture or a crow. Like, they do that. I'm thinking like a chicken. Chickens don't be doing that.
Chickens will eat a bug too.
Chickens will eat anything.
Chickens are not hunters. I guess that's the difference. Chickens aren't hunters, in my opinion. They look like pets.
Chickens will eat anything, Christy. Chickens will peck your eyes out.
They will.
They. Listen. Like, you think they're pets and they're cute. Look, chickens will eat you.
Chickens are. They're crazy animals, man. So crazy animals.
I mean, people think they're cute and cuddly, but make a chicken angry, see if it don't come attack you. But no. Y'all, you heard this story about the guy who kicked the chicken and killed it, and then his neighbor wanted to, like, he got a charge with a felony for killing the chicken.
What?
Yeah. So the chicken was coming in his yard all the time, and he told his neighbor, he was like, yo, keep your chicken, whatever. The chicken came, and he thought the chicken was, like, gonna attack, whatever, bothering him, because the chicken has attacking his dad, and he kicked the chicken, and he didn't, you know, he was just, like, trying to get the chicken away. He kicked the chicken, and I guess it gave the chicken a heart attack. The chicken died from the kick, and his neighbor charged him or whatever, and he got charged with a felony for, like, I guess, cruelty to whatever. He got charged with a felony. And that's, he was like, insane. Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, ridiculous. For kicking a chicken?
That was attacking somebody? Like, the chicken was attacking somebody.
Right.
You're not allowed to defend yourself against a chicken?
A chicken. That's
crazy.
Yeah, it was a wild story. The guy was like, it's a chicken. I have to find the article, because the quotes from this guy in the story were hilarious. He was like, he was like, oh no, the quote was, chickens die every day.
That's true.
No, for real.
They do.
For real.
Thousands of chickens.
Every day. He was like, chickens die every day. Like, what?
In much worse ways than getting kicks.
Chickens die every day. And I'm like, I mean, the man's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I will say, just to compare this series to the one that Will Smith did, what I liked about the Will Smith version is that it was consistent with the areas. Like, they didn't jump back and forth with different regions or different ecosystems. Like, he focused on one section of the world and did that. This particular series, it was a lot of back and forth. Like, it wasn't cohesive. Like, you can't start with showing, like, the beautiful aerial shots and all of that and then jump into animals and then go back to the ecosystem, then jump back to animals. Like, which is it? Like, just... I think each episode should have just stuck with one theme instead of, like, going back and forth, how I felt about the bear stuff too. Like, they could have just spent one episode on bears and just stopped. It didn't have to go through the whole.
But each episode did have a theme though.
Well, it just upset me with the bears. Because I did have to fast forward through a lot of it and that sucked. So I guess I couldn't enjoy it as much as I guess.
Yeah, each episode was a different part of the country.
I think they could have done, like, each episode about, like, the ecosystem, like one episode about ecosystem for all the whole country, then jump into the animals and then jump into this. Like, it was just, it's different than other nature shows I've seen.
I don't think I've ever seen a show that does one episode about the ecosystem and then another one about the animals. They usually tie it into one another. Like, here's the ecosystem and these are the animals that this ecosystem supports and the ways that the animals also support the ecosystem. But I think I like that it hops around, because I sometimes get bored with nature shows when they spend too much time in one area or on one animal. I'd be like, all right, they got it hard here. Now what else? So I enjoy the variety.
Yeah, I liked that that we were able to like compare. Like, I think my favorite episode was, what was it? Was the Heartland, because I didn't expect there to be as much stuff in the middle of the country. Yeah. I didn't expect there to be much there, but there was stuff there. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I thought it was just like flat country, you know, whatever. But there was more things
corn,
there.
Cows.
Right.
I mean, I see that a little bit.
But there was a lot more, you know, because like, you know, I think of like, okay, you got Chicago, Ohio, Indiana, like what's there? But like, there was a lot of animals and like
nothing
stuff there. Stop it.
I lived in those states, Kentucky, Ohio.
Chrissy, we literally just watched the whole episode about it.
Sit in there. But some cornfields and some cows, which the cows are really pretty.
But like the little meerkat, like the little cat things were so cute.
I mean, what's interesting is about the area, the prairie area they showed is that the natural disasters that go there, like the tornadoes and stuff. That's just that part.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was cool how, you know, across the U.S. and Canada and Mexico, but like across the U.S. and like Alaska and Hawaii too.
Ooh.
We have everything. Like the fact that we have so many active volcanoes in the United States, if we also count, you know, Alaska and Hawaii, but like still, even in the U.S., all these volcanoes that could erupt and do things, a lot of them are underwater, like underneath Yellowstone. That's a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a volcano. Like, that's not just, like, that's crazy. But
it is. And then we just inhabitate it and visit there.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? There's hot springs. There's desert. Like,
I don't know. A lot of earthquakes. I didn't realize Alaska has a lot of earthquakes. They have
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know Alaska country. Had earthquakes either.
It is a beautiful country. There's a lot that I do want to see. There's a lot that I don't care to see, but like I love like the falls. Like it's not just Niagara Falls, but there's a lot of areas that have falls, especially in that region. So I would love to go see that. Dying to see the redwood trees.
That yes.
I'm just not a big fan of, you know, animals in the wild. So I got to figure that out.
See, that's the thing. I'd be like, I'm going to go camping and I'm going to do hiking and stuff. Yes. And then you get to the campsite and they got signs up that be like, there's bears here, but enjoy your hike. And it's like, what?
Pass.
Excuse me? Like, y'all didn't get the bears out of these woods before y'all let people in here? No?
Definitely not. I know. I have a hiking trip next month and I'm so nervous about it in Sedona. And I think in Arizona, there's an area called Bear Country or Bear County. And I'm like, no thanks. But all my friends are like, don't worry, you'll be okay.
I don't
okay.
think there's any bears in
yes.
Arizona.
Yes.
There's bears in Arizona.
There's bears in every single state. I looked it up. I researched the stuff.
Every it seems state. Like it would be too hot. Arizona is dumb hot.
There's bears in Mexico.
I can believe that.
There's bears in Louisiana. My friend lives in Baton Rouge, and there was a backup of traffic because somebody hit a bear on the road. I thought the same thing, that it's hot, but no, they be chilling out there too.
That's crazy. They must be up in the mountains.
They fucking everywhere. I can't. There's nowhere I can go to get away from them.
Yeah. Well, this show was cool. We recommend it. I mean, yeah. I would recommend it. I think everyone should watch it.
I also would recommend it. Yeah. It's a pretty show. Like, even if you just watch it on mute, it looks really nice.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, I like that. Mute is better.
All right. After the break, we will leave the beauty of North America and Earth and talk about infinity and beyond. We watched Lightyear. We'll get everyone's thoughts and opinions on it. Catch you after the break. All right, so Lightyear has made its way to Disney Plus, and I think it got there pretty quickly. I guess it's 45 days is how long they wait, so maybe not
yeah,
that
that
quickly.
Makes sense.
But yeah, Pixar's latest movie. Yeah, and since there's no Asian characters in it except for the wife of the commander, I guess that's why they put it out in theaters. Just kidding.
Oh,
all right
goodness.
Oh my God.
But no, seriously, it's the first Pixar movie that we've seen in the theater since the pandemic. So yeah, you know.
But
so
you
Lightyear,
can't put Toy Story straight on Disney Plus. Toy Story has to go in the theaters.
Well, that they knew that it was gonna make some change. So I guess that's why they were okay with making it happen.
I thought last time with Toy Story 4, one of them, they went straight to, this is before the streaming services, but straight to ABC, like Channel 7. Do you remember that? It was like at nighttime and they debuted the movie and like everyone could watch it at home with their families. Do you remember that?
As far as I knew, Toy Story 2 premiered in the theaters. Not
It was
Toy
like
Story 2,
3
Toy
or
Story
4.
4.
Really? Man, I don't remember.
Yeah, because I saw 4 in the theaters.
I did not. So set on TV.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So this story, Lightyear, is the movie that Andy saw, which perpetuated his mother to buy him Buzz
It's the reason
Lightyear
he
the
wanted
toy.
the action figure.
Now, I'm going to say this. If I had watched Lightyear, the movie, I would have wanted the cat.
Yeah. I also would have wanted the cat.
Like, Buzz is
I
cool.
I also would have wanted the cat.
But I would have wanted, what's his name? The
But Andy's
Fox.
Boy.
Fox.
And I don't
Yes.
know, not to say like a gender thing, but little boys, you get a choice between an astronaut
Yeah,
or a
the
cat.
Space Ranger or the cat.
Yeah, Space Ranger. I would
You're definitely
first of
picking
all,
the Space Ranger.
I guess, but that cat was, what was it? Fox? Fox?
Socks.
Fox? What do you mean? It wasn't even a girly cat. The cat was, I mean, the cat, I mean, because think about it though. When we, mind you, this movie, 91, so like, let's say this movie came out, like, it's, yeah, 90s, right? That, those robotic,
1995.
what, 1985? Those
Yeah.
robotic dogs, the iRobot, was out at that time. Like,
in 95? No.
Yes, iRobot, the little gray dog, yeah.
No, not in 95. That's a little too early for those dogs. I know the dogs you're talking about, but that's a little too early for those.
What
Not
was
1995.
Was that 2001?
That sounds better. That sounds better.
Because that's what Fox,
yeah.
Fox is reminding me of, those iRobot dogs.
Yeah, he reminded me of that too. That's the first thing I thought about when he popped out of his little box.
Hold on, when was Nintendo, you guys had the Nintendo cartridges in 95, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nintendo cartridges was way before 95. That was like late
way
80s.
Before 95.
Like late 80s, right? 89.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right then. Okay. I swear they had, no, they did have the mechanical dogs, the furry ones. They didn't talk. Sorry, they couldn't like do math. But the little mechanical dogs, they had.
Are you
those
thinking
ones.
About a Furby?
No, I'm not. They had mechanical walking dogs in
it's
the.
Like this.
Yeah, they had the mechanical walking. You know, they definitely had those in 85.
95?
Yes. They definitely had those.
No, not in 1995.
Yes, girl. They did. I promise you.
95? That seems very early. I'll give you like 98, 99.
All I'm saying is I think a boy would still want the cat. But I hear what you're saying, Christy. I think gender-wise, maybe not. But Buzz was not the best part of the movie, is all I'm trying to say. My favorite part of this movie was definitely that cat.
Yeah, he was the best.
Was the best part of that movie. Like, after watching that movie, Sock saved the day.
No.
Okay. I don't know if you guys remember. But there used to be a Buzz Lightyear TV show.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that. It was a cartoon.
Yes, it was a cartoon. In the cartoon, Zurg was somebody else.
What, in Toy Story 3, didn't Zurg do the I'm your father type of thing?
Yes.
That was such a good one.
Yes. So they changed that in this movie. So I don't know if, like, so it's two different entities, right? So some people were complaining, why didn't they let Tom, what's his name?
Hanks.
Not Tom Hanks. The guy who plays
Tim Allen. Lightyear.
Tim Allen. Why did they make Tim Allen do the voice? And it's because it's two different characters.
Yeah.
This is an actor in a movie.
Yes.
And that is a toy who thinks that he is the real person.
Well, exactly. The way I see it, I agree with you. The way I see it with the villain part, I think the toys, like in Toy Story, for example, they get their backstory mainly from the kid who plays with him. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, that's why it doesn't match up with the villain. This is like, I am your father type thing, which is really, really funny in Toy Story. It's not going to match up with the real thing because that's the imagination of the kid. And I think they took on that story as the toys, but in the movie is like the legit background of like the real toys.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yeah. Yep. No, I like that.
I could see that. I enjoyed seeing Buzz time travel all those times. And I liked that he like missed things, because I was thinking that he was gonna, like, you know, stop, and this was gonna be about, I don't know what I thought the movie was gonna be about, but I liked that aspect of it, the time traveling and watching all his friends get older and, you know, actually make a life on that planet while he was just concerned about getting them
finish the mission
off the planet and stuff.
Finish the mission. Yeah, no, he was, the fact that she got engaged, got married, had a kid, the kid got married, the kid had a kid.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, was he taking more and more time each time he went up there? Because it seemed like
4 years. Wasn't it 4 years every time? Wasn't it 4 years every time?
I don't know. I kind of got lost in the montage.
It was 4 years. Yeah, it was 4 years. No, 4 years, 2 months, 7 days, and 2 hours or something like that.
Even though, like, it was minutes for him to go through time, like, it was 4 years.
And see, I got lost in the timeline at the montage, and then I got further lost in the timeline when the cat was like, it took him 67 years to come up with the crystal formula. And I'm like, so in that whole 6 decades, you and Buzz never touched base? Y'all never, like,
I think,
you know,
he probably told the cat to do the thing and never talked to the cat again.
I could see that too.
Like, he was like, go do this and leave me, and then just kept going, coming back, and maybe the cat, when he would come home, would be like, hi Buzz, and Buzz would ignore it. But, like, I think he probably told the cat to leave it, fix this, and then whatever, and then the cat finally was like, okay.
maybe I found myself getting upset at Buzz being such a butthole in the movie.
But
I was,
he's
like,
always been a butthole,
but then that it clicked for me, because I was like, when the toy first came out of the box, he was a butthole too. And so he was embodying the buttholeness of, you know, the character he was modeled after, because I was like, this is not the Buzz that I know and love, okay? What's wrong with you? Why are you not, like, kind like you are in Toy Story? But it's because that toy, like, you know, went through character development.
Exactly. Girl, because if you think about, if you think about Toy Story 1, he is not, like, and the thing, what I love is how this started exactly how, like, he steps out on the planet and he bounces up. Like, all of that is exactly how he comes out of the box.
No sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Yes, but he, and like the way he was talking to I want to say Andy, Woody was exactly how he was trying to talk to the rookie. Like, he's just, he's a butthole, like you said.
He's a butthole.
It takes him a whole movie to become a nice person.
Yep. Yeah, but I'm glad that he did get there. I'm glad that he got there. And did they get off that planet? I can't remember.
No, they stay there. They just decide in the end to stay there and become Space Rangers. And they leave the show up to maybe have future episodes where they go to infinity and beyond from that new planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like, if Fox was able to figure it out in 62 years, maybe, you know, he'll figure it out again.
Yeah.
Or they'll just travel from that planet and go to new places.
That makes sense to just, you know, make that their home base now while they go out and try to find other habitable planets. I enjoyed that they ended up making a life there. I was confused for a hot second because I was watching it with my kid, right? And when they first, like, messed up their fuel thing or whatever, and then they were like, when they built the stuff, like when they showed the time lapse of them building, like, the base and the rocket, I was like, who built this? It was only two people there.
Nobody.
But then my kid was like, the crew was in cryogenic sleep. I was like, oh, okay, I must have missed that part. I missed it when they said that. Because I was like, where did these people come from? They brought people here to them on this marooned island planet? No, they were already there.
Mess. Yeah, I thought the movie was pretty good. I was trying to tell people to watch it. I know. At first, when it was, you know, they told us that they were making, I was like, who asked for this? Like, how much can we milk this Toy Story brand? Like, what more can you do? Because if you if they make a damn Woody's home, whatever, like, if they make the Woody show, I swear I'm gonna be done. Like, let's not.
Yeah, there's no need to do that, especially because we got Woody's backstory in a movie. You know what I'm saying? We figured out what his origin story was from there. We know that he was a part of a famous kid show and he's a collector's item and his mom had him for a long time. So we know Woody's backstory, but we never knew Buzz's lore.
Like, what movie he came from.
I didn't even know he came from a movie.
That was in the movie, though.
Was it?
That's in Toy Story 1. They're like, oh, you got to see the toy from the movie.
Because that's where the toy comes from. Like, that's how we get toys for kids, right?
Because he loved Woody, and then he went to go see the movie, and then his mom got him the thing on his birthday.
I did not know that he went to go see. I don't remember a mention of them going to see the movie in Toy Story 1.
Was playing in the background.
But I still enjoy getting Buzz's, like, lore.
Yeah, it was cute. Would I watch it again? No.
I mean, how many of these movies do you actually watch again?
Actually, I love rewatching movies. My favorite
thing. Sorry, how many of these Disney movies have you watched again, is what I asked you.
A ton.
Okay, when is the last time you watched Luca?
Oh, I watched it a few months ago, and I went to go see my nephew, whose name is Luca. It was adorable. Okay.
All right. Have you watched?
I've actually seen Luca four times.
Okay, have you watched Turning Red again?
Yes, I like that one.
I just watched Turning Red again a couple weeks ago. And I've seen
Encanto, girl.
Of course I wasn't going to ask you about Encanto. Everybody's seen Encanto 2011 times. No, yep. I was going to ask you that one. All right, cool.
Now y'all in the Avengers movie. Encanto back in my mind. Now I'm gonna have to watch it again.
We watched Infinity Wars and Endgame last week. Took me the whole.
Girl, I was talking about animated films. I'm sure you watch the superhero stuff all the time. Animated films. Cool.
But this, we're not watching again.
Yeah, I don't know if I would watch it again. I don't know. I feel like it got kind of slow around the middle.
When they were in the cones of justice?
Yeah, around that point. And then it was like, is Buzz really that good of a space ranger? Like, he didn't give those kids any type of instructions. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, oh, we can use stealth mode. But then didn't tell them that stealth mode had a timer on it.
But we knew that he was an F up because, one, he crashed the turnip.
He did. But that was like, he said, Buzz Lightyear doesn't make mistakes, and then made a huge mistake, right, and then made mistake after mistake, mistake after mistake.
No, everything he did was continuous mistake. And then he told us a story that Hawthorne, that when he was training, he kept messing up, and it only was because this black lady was like, you'll be fine, like, whatever. But remember, she was the commander, and he was he was under her. So, So he was always a mess up. Like, he was never whatever, but he projected this confidence, and Buzz has always been this way. He is the epitome of the mediocre white man.
Yeah.
I mean, what I mean? Like, they just confidence their way into, like, everyone just thinking that they're the best. All the
unearned confidence.
Yes, that's all it is.
I'm the best because I showed up. What you mean?
Exactly. And just mess up until everybody thinks they're amazing. And then, I mean, it was the cat who found the formula, not him.
Yeah, it was.
And then it was everybody else who helped to fix everything. It wasn't him. He just was. Anyways. What did he actually do?
Why was one version of Buzz corrupt like that?
That, like, whole time travel thing doesn't make sense, because there is no reason for them to be two of them. Because he said that he missed the thing and ended up going deep in space and then whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's an open. But there's no way for. How did he get back?
How did he get back for there to be two buzzes?
That doesn't make sense. How the
timeline split.
Right. It doesn't make sense. And they don't really explain that. Movie. But, like, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Because I was like, wait, this Buzz doesn't remember landing and being thrown in the brig or, trying to be arrested? Why doesn't the Buzz that we know remember that? Why is he a completely different Buzz? That was
they're
really
two
weird.
Different people. Yeah, they're supposedly two different people. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That was a little bit strange. I also want to know why the robots only say Berserk.
Because they can't say Buzz. Buzz sounds
but they
like
did Zerg. Say, but they did say Buzz because they said Berserk.
I don't know, girl. I don't know, because they needed them to say something else, I guess. I don't know. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I don't know. I also think it's funny, like, not funny, but it's stupid how there were people who were up in arms about the huge lesbian scene in the movie.
Oh, my goodness. I almost didn't even see the damn thing. I almost didn't even see that kiss. I was expecting it to be like they were slobbing each other down or something. Girl. And it was literally just an anniversary peck.
An anniversary peck.
It was an old married couple peck.
And they were old. It wasn't, listen, they were old. The next scene, she dies. Like, yeah,
I did not understand. I was like, this is what y'all was mad about? This got y'all all up in arms?
Mm-hmm. That's what they was. I was like, y'all so dumb.
What? I see more appropriate heterosexual kisses on so many Disney movies.
Listen, that scene been it, they should have been mad about that scene in Eternals where they had them two people on the beach doing the nasty.
A whole sex scene in the middle of the Eternals for what?
For what? For why? So unnecessary, but like, y'all mad about a real live
sex scene. An unnecessary one at that. Didn't drive the plot in any way.
Anyway, just had Sprite mad for nothing.
Oh, but these two lesbians can't kiss on their 40th anniversary.
I don't understand. That don't make no sense.
They've been together 40 years and they're supposed to act like roommates. Mm. A hug and a firm handshake.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for your service. I appreciated that it wasn't, they didn't make her being a lesbian into like a big thing.
No, where, it's just like
when she, yeah, when she was like, I met somebody and Buzz was just like, oh, what's her name? And like, right. You know, that's just real casual, like, yeah.
That's why I also, I mean, I think I mentioned this when the only, I guess one of the positive things about Sneakerella is when, oh no, that wasn't a positive thing. How they tried, I think they kind of shoehorned that in into Sneakerella when his friend was supposed to be a lesbian and they kept trying to like reference it, but then they never did anything with her.
Mm.
Like they just kind of referenced it. And I was just like, okay.
She was just there for gay moral support.
Pretty much. But I think that they're going to make that a plot point in Ms. Marvel if there's a season 2, because Nakia is a lesbian. And she's supposed to have a crush on the popcorn girl.
Who is the popcorn girl?
The girl that she saved. The white girl?
I'm going to have to watch it again.
The only other child in the series that's not Ms. Marvel or Nakia. The only other girl. The social media
the
girl.
The spoiled white girl?
Yes.
Why would she have a crush on her?
Because she's the popular girl in the school? I don't know.
That's dumb.
Well, that's how it is in the book.
Oh wait, she had a redemption at the end of the season, didn't she?
That she used
she turned into a nice girl.
Yeah, she used her popularity to help get notoriety so the town could come out and see the police being stupid.
I remember now. Okay. Now with her redemption arc in mind.
No, she's okay. Now you're all right with the relationship.
I don't know. I guess I'm not completely against it like I was 2 seconds ago. But okay. I don't know if I'm totally on board. I guess I gotta see how they do it.
Well, I mean, that's if it gets a season 2. I don't know. It might be wrapped up with the Ms. Marvel movie, with the Marvels movie, The Marvels, which comes out next year, I think. Also, we're supposedly getting a Moon Knight season 2, which is going to be awesome. And I guess they heard you, Ashley. It's going to be 12 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's how long a dramatic show should be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
12 one-hour long episodes. They better not try to short me and give me 12 35-minute episodes.
You know what? Maybe.
They better not.
Maybe. That's what I got to say.
They will get the strongest worded letter I've ever written.
Strongly worded letter. About what?
About them playing with my emotions like that.
Okay, well, She-Hulk is coming out next Thursday. I don't know why it got moved from Wednesdays, but it got moved to Thursdays. And that's going to be 9 episodes. Not 6. So.
I'm not very excited about She-Hulk.
Me either.
I think you're going to be surprised at how much you're going to like it. But that's fine.
I hope so, because the excitement is not there for me.
You guys said the same thing about Moon Knight, so that's fine.
Did I? Because I didn't know anything about Moon Knight.
I know, but you guys have the same thing.
But then I also feel like once I saw the preview, I was like, okay, I'm excited for this. And I've seen several previews for She-Hulk, and I'm still not excited. My skirt has still not been blown up.
All right. Well, I think you are going to see She-Hulk, and you're going to like it. But, you know, we'll see. We will see.
We'll see.
Because I personally, I can't wait. Like, if you like, so, I don't know, did you ever watch Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
No.
Mm. I've actually seen the entire series twice.
Did you ever see...
Good show.
Let me see. Did you like Saved by the Bell?
No.
When I was younger, yeah. Now, not so much.
Okay. Well, I guess my... What's that?
Is it going to be like that? It's going to be 90s campy comedy? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm saying, like, you know when, like, when characters break the fourth wall?
Mm-hmm.
Or when, like, I don't know, I feel like you're going to like it. I feel like it's going to be fun. It's, like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun romp, and I feel like you're going to enjoy it. But we'll see. We shall see.
She's going to go through dating and texting and all that. So
I feel like that's gonna be a small part. But okay, did you? No, you probably didn't like that. Did you see? You probably liked it. Sex in the City.
Yeah,
I saw Sex in the City.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like.
I feel like it's gonna be a touch of that. I don't think there's gonna be sex in it, but who knows? But this is the last show that's part of phase four, so I feel like it's gonna have pieces in it that we're gonna need as we move into phase five. And then you know, the last movie of phase four is Black Panther. Well, Wakanda Forever.
I can't wait.
I'm excited for.
Yes, that's going to be amazing. All right. So, Disney question of the day. Which area of the country would you want to go glamping in?
Oh, God.
This one, the one I'm in right now?
Right? I'm gonna say same because
You want to go glamping in the south,
in the East? southwest.
Yeah,
out here in the desert, I would go glamping.
You know what? Glamping? I would go glamping on Governor's Island, which is across from New York City. Okay, and they actually do have glamping there. You can actually do it. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you can go glamping anywhere.
No, but that's a really nice setup.
Okay. I think I would go glamping in the Northeast, personally. Because I have the option of going up the mountain and then coming down the mountain and doing two, you know, doing being cold and then being warm again.
You can do that out here too, in the Oregon Mountains.
Yes, I know. I know that too. But I'm more accustomed to the Northeast. Although I've been to Tahoe and I do like when you're driving up to Lake Tahoe, like as you're going up the mountain, it's like changing seasons and I love it. When you're in California. You go from like summer to fall to winter, like you just see the snow. It's like you literally see the seasons changing. I love it. It's like summer.
That sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, I wouldn't drive it. I like being driven up there because of the roads are so windy. Like I don't know how people. I would like those must have been the roads that Doctor Strange was driving because I don't know which roads in New York. He was driving when he got into his car accident. Cause where are those cliff mountains? Where in New York is that?
Catskills.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, Yeah.
I can do that. I can do that. But driving up the Lake Tahoe is beautiful. But like, yeah, it's summertime down by San Diego, Sacramento, and then you're driving up, and now it's fall, and you keep driving, and then there's snow on the ground, and you're in Lake Tahoe.
See, that would be too many changes for me, but it does sound pretty cool. We took a trip from Durango, Colorado, up to Telluride, and that was probably one of the most beautiful drives I've ever been on. There was one road where you're like in the mountain, and there's mountains on either side of you, and then all of a sudden, a lake pops out of nowhere in the middle of like this mountain valley.
I
It
love
was
it.
gorgeous.
I love it. I love it. There's a spot in Texas where they put a man-made lake, and I mean, I'm sure John Henry himself dug that thing out. It's like there are all these trees, like it's like this forest, and then like you drive up, and then there's this huge lake, and they put all that water there because it was not there before. And I was like, who dug this? Who dug this lake out?
It was probably a black town that they
Oh,
flooded.
I'm 100% sure that's probably what happened. Or an Indian town.
One of the two.
Somebody's gravesite under there. But I mean, the lake is beautiful. Anyhow.
They do be pretty.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like we said, America the beautiful, from sea to shining sea. Indeed, indeed. All right. Well, yeah. So She-Hulk starts next week. But in the meantime, I guess I gotta find you guys something else to watch. Since they moved and I'm oh, you know what the other news is? Andor was supposed to start this month. We were supposed to
It's
start
not.
No, it got moved to September. And I think it's because Disney was like, we need to fill up the time before Black Panther come out.
Yeah, I
So
could
yeah,
see that.
it starts September. So as soon as She-Hulk ends, then Black Panther comes out. But I was like, why y'all do that? Why y'all do
That is
that to
weird.
me? All
I
right.
had totally forgotten about Andor.
Yeah, there
And
hasn't been
I
a lot
also
of.
keep wanting to call it Endor because they sound a whole lot alike. But
Indoor, Andor.
that's not
No.
what it is.
No, it's not. He's not. All right. Well, we will catch up on that later. And alrighty, you guys have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.